Okay, so question one. Echad Gitei Nashim, Vechad Shechuri Avadim, Shavu L'Molchul Mevi, right? So we said that both Gitei Nashim and Shechuri Avadim, they're similar from Molchul Mevi. Rashi tells us that it's talking about Befanai. So V'hikshat Tosas, Da Mai Neman, Ashliach L'Omer, Befanai Nechavanai Nechdam, Shechur, Eved, Ma Igun Yesh Be'Eved, right? It's the whole time that the Shliach is going to be Neman by Get Isha for Befanai, if the whole reason is because of Mishami Guna, Kiyu Barabanon, so what a Guna is there by Neved? So Matirtzu has that Tosos Haramban Harajba Vatzveres Yaakov, right? So Tosos comes in with the first shot. Tosos tells us that the Igun is that the Eved is Aser Tavas Chorin and he's not Shayach the Mitzvos, right? So both of those factors, the Tzirf of both those factors, the Chora is what the Igun is there is by an Eved, that he's Aser Tavas Chorin and that he's not Shayach the Mitzvos. Okay, fine. That's Tosos. The Ramban gives two pshatim, one within the realm of Tosos, that there is an Igun by Eved. Right, the Ramban says that if it's given to the Eved, and let's say one guy brings it and he does not nemen to say Befanai, so the Ramban explains that in that case that he's going to be totally in the status of a guna because the Eved's one, he's not going to be mutter to bas chorin, and two, once the star shifcha is given to him, since we don't know if it's good, he's also going to be an usher to shifcha. So Zok the Ramban, that's the status of a guna by an Eved. But the Ramban gives another pshat of why we're mako by shtar shecher. The Ramban says that once we're mako by get isha, so memela we're going to be mako by shtar shecher. Why? Because the Ramban says we're not going to be more machmir by the kal, right? If we're mako by get isha, which is davar achamor, so the Ramban says that if we're mako by get isha, which is a davar achamor, so if we're mako by get isha, which is davar achamor, we're not going to be more machmir by the davar kal, which is shtar shecher. So once we're mako by get isha, Memela, we have to be Mekel by Shtar Shecher. So those are the two Pshat in the Ramban. Again, one of them is within the camp of Tosos that he's explaining that there's also an Igun by Eved, but the other one is just saying that no, we're not going to be more Machmir by the Dovra Akal. The Rajba, again, he's talking about a different topic, but within the question of the Rajba, he says, the Iskish get Isha the Shtar Shecher. So the Ramban's explaining that you don't need a whole Aguna, you don't need a whole different Pshat to explain why we're going to be more Mekel by, why we're also going to be Mekel by Shtar Shecher. Really, the time is Lala. Right, the Gemara tells us that we're makish get. There's a gzeir shava of shtar shecher to get isha, or whatever, whichever way you. That's the question of the Rashba, but whichever way you learn it, they're going to be equated, and that's why we're going to say that the amir of Befanai can also apply to a shtar shecher. The Tiferes Yaakov comes away and he says there's no question bichlal. Right, the whole question of what egan is there by an eved assumes that you needed to have an egan in order to say that the shliach is going to be neman. Zokta Tefaris Yaakov, the only reason that we needed to come on to say that there was a kula by get isha was because it's a davar shebe'erva. But by shtar shecher, which is not a davar shebe'erva, we're going to be neman. You don't need to come on to a whole reason for a kula. There was no chumra in the first place of needing to aid him. So the Tefaris Yaakov says, even though they're similar in terms of the amira of Befanai, they weren't similar in the first place to have a tzarech of two aidim by a shtar shecher. So again, to reiterate, just Bekitzer, the Tiferes Yaakov says that the reason that we're mako by shtar shecher is because there was no chumra in the first place, because it's not a case of davar shebe'erva. So that was question one. Question two: Lama Shari shown him lo tirtzu kamo Tiferes Yaakov. Right, Tiferes Yaakov seems to be a poshut pshat in the Gemara that there shouldn't have been a tzorich for two edim in the first place. Right, it's not a davar shebe'erva. So what would the other Rishonim say to defend themselves? So we said one way is that the Tiferes Yaakov is assuming that shtar shecher is not a davar shebe'erva. But we said that the other Rishonim can understand, like the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah, that a davar shebe'erva is when you're meid on a gavra, when you're machzik the edus of a gavra. So that's a davar shebe'erva. So over here, when we're talking about edus on an eved, edus on an eved is edus on a gavra. So we would say that they hold like the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah, which would mean that it's a davar shebe'erva, which means that you do need two edim, which means that therefore you have to come on to akula by shtar shecher. Okay, what would the Tiferes Yaakov say to defend himself? The Tiferes Yaakov could say that he holds that it's not a davar shebe'erva. The case of shtar shecher is not a davar shebe'erva. Why? Who does he hold? He holds like either Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Rabbeinu Tam said that davar shebe'erva is edus on one of the tesva of arayas, and eved's not bichlal the tesva of arayas. And another pshat, we said he could hold like I think this is what Rabbi's looking for, that he could hold like Tosfos Daf Beis. Tosfos Daf Beis says that davar shebe'erva is creating or breaking ishus. So an eved's not creating or breaking ishus. So therefore, shtar shecher is not creating or breaking ishus. So therefore, that's what the Tiferes Yaakov would say to defend himself, that it's not a davar shebe'erva, and therefore there's no need for the kula because there was never a chumra in the first place. So that was one way to be miyashiv the Rishonim. But again, the Tiferes Yaakov had a fine response. He could hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, he could hold like Tosfos. What's another mahalach the Rishonim would say? The Rishonim would also say that even if Shtar Shikhar is not a Davar Shebeira, like the Teres Yaakov told us, still we're not going to say Eid Echad Nevin Bisurim, because Eid Echad Nevin Bisurim only applies Hecha de Lois Chazik Yisura. But by the case of the Eved, it's his Chazik Yisura, because he's Machzik as an Eved. So once he's Muchzuk as an Eved, we won't say Eid Echad Nevin Bisurim, Hecha de Chazik Yisura, right? The Gemara in that base told us that. So, okay, Mardik, the concept of Eid Echad Nevin Bisurim is not going to apply, because it's Hecha de Chazik Yisura. So the Tiferes Yaakov, what's he going to say to defend himself? He would say that, if you looked at the Tiferes Yaakov, he says this himself. That he says, again, remember, there's a confusing Shaka Vatar in the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there in that Beis said that we won't say Eid Echad Nevin Bisurim Hecha De'is Chazik Yisura V'Havei Davar Sheba'erva V'Havei Davar Sheba'erva. So we were very bothered by what's the Shaka Vatar. Is it both points Davar Sheba'erva and it's Chazik Yisura? So Tiferes Yaakov says it's taka both points. Then in order to need two edim, we needed to say both that it's ischazik yisura and davar sheba erva. But Zokta Tiferes Yaakov, I hold that it's not a davar sheba erva. So even if the Shari Shonim will tell him that it's a case of ischazik yisura, the Tiferes Yaakov will say, okay, I don't care. I could still say edechad nevin bisurim because it's not a davar sheba erva. In order to say that you need two edim, you need both one that it's ischazik yisura and that it's davar sheba erva. So even if Shari Shonim tell you that it's a case of ischazik yisura and therefore you should need two edim, the Tiferes Yaakov says no. You need both ischazik yisura and davar sheba erva in order to have a tzarich for two edim. That was the second mahalach we said that the Rishonim would say to defend themselves. The third mahalach we said was that there's two aspects of the kinyan on an eved. There's the kinyan iser, and there's the kinyan mamon, right? The kinyan iser is legabe if he's going to be mutter to bas chorin. The kinyan iser is legabe if he can have truma if the adon's a kohen. The kinyan iser is regarding a bunch of different things. But there's also the kinyan mamon. So the Rishonim would say that once we have this thing, this concept that there's a kinyan mamon, so the kinyan mamon tells us that it's edus on mamon. The pasuk says al pishne edim yakum davar, and that's talking about edus on mamon. So therefore, you need two edim. Therefore, we need to come onto the kula of iguna, and therefore that's we need to come onto the whole thing for Shtar Shikhar also. The Tiferes Yaakov would say inachanami. There's a kinyan iser. Inachanami is a kinyan mamon. The Gemara is in the fourth parak talk about it. You can't deny that. So there's a kinyan iser, a kinyan mamon. So why would he say that one guy's neman? So the Tiferes Yaakov would say like the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that how can a person be neman for an eved if he's mamon gamar? So the Pnei Yeshua explained that once we give nemanus to the shliach legabe the kinyan iser, so now the kinyan mamon memela is going to fall away. Meaning once he's nemon legabe the iser, memela he's nemon legabe the mamon. So that's what the Tiferes Yaakov would say to defend himself. Meaning even if there's a kinyan goof, there's a kinyan mamon by the eved, it doesn't matter because once you're nemon legabe the kinyan iser, you're also nemon legabe the kinyan mamon. That was question two. Okay, question three. Right, there's seven mitzvahs in Noach. One of them is dinim. So, what does dinim apply to? What does that mean that goyim have to set up bate dinim? So, the Rambam explains that dinim are that bnei Noach have to make sure that the other bnei Noach are keeping the other sheish mitzvahs bnei Noach. Meaning, it's not an independent din; it's within the realm of bnei Noach of seven mitzvahs in Noach that they have to enforce the other sheish mitzvahs bnei Noach. The Ramban holds that no, setting up bate dinim means enforcing dinei mamonos, right? Enforcing dinei mamonos, you have to create a legal system to enforce different things like that. So okay, that's the machlokes in the Ramban and the Ramban. So what raya is a raya hevi ha Rambam l'shitasa? Right, the raya for the Rambam was that why did Bnei Yaakov wipe out Shechem? Meaning, so Shechem, Zokta Rambam, Shechem was chayiv misa since they stole dina, and nobody did anything. So that was the iser. They didn't do anything, and they didn't set up a legal system, bate dinim to enforce the sheish mitzvos bnei Noach. So because of that, they were all chayiv misa, since they didn't set up bate dinim to enforce the stealing of dina, which was one of the sheish mitzvos bnei Noach, the shivim mitzvos bnei Noach. But the Ramban, why is this not good enough for the Ramban, right? Lama haRamban lo ratzel lefarish kamar Rambam. So the Ramban was troubled with if bnei Yaakov were right. If the Rambam is saying that that's a raya that we see that's what the dinim is, the Ramban says that that's what dinim is. Then why did Yaakov get mad at his sons? From the fact that Yaakov got mad at his sons, we see that they didn't do the right thing. So it must be that the bate dinim that the guy were mechuyav to set up had nothing to do with this. So that's what the Ramban would say, right? Kesed Efsher liyashiv kusis Ramban or Rambam. The Rambam would respond to the Ramban that okay, Yaakov was upset, but Yaakov was upset not because they did the wrong thing; they just did it at the wrong time. That when they did it, because they did it, and based on the timing, people got very mad at Yaakov, And the other nations started to really to try to fight with him and put him in Zakana. Right? Rebbe said there are midrashim that say that after this whole story that Yaakov really had to defend himself. So in Hanami they did it midin, right? They did it correctly. But the problem, the reason that Yaakov was upset with them is because it was bad timing and it put them in a Zakana. Okay, what is Rashi holding this? Right? Rashi takes a stand here and Rashi says that Bnei Noach Nitzav L'Adina means setting up a legal system like the Ramban. Right? Where do we see this from Rashi? Right? V'tein Raya L'Kach Min Devarav. He says in order to explain how shtaros that are olim barakos are kosher, that Rashi says al adinim nistav bnei noach. So are shtaros that are olim barakos, does that have to do with the other sheishmas of bnei noach? No. When Rashi says al adinim nistav bnei noach, Rashi's talking about setting up a legal system. It must be the Rashi's talking about that. It must be the Rashi's holding like the Ramban. That was question 3. Okay, question 4. So lo magitei noshim psulim im chasmu nochrim alem barakos. Why are gitei noshim going to be pasul barakos? Meaning shar shtaros are kosher. So what's the difference between gitei noshim that we're going to say that they're pasul? So tain arba hatayim shikas batosos ubeir lama Rashi nasan rak tam haechad. Right. So Rashi gave us one shot why gitin are going to be pasul barakos. Rashi says because they're not bnei krisis. So that was the first one that Tosos brought in. Right. Tosos tells us that also because they're not bnei krisis. But then Tosos brings in three others, and Rashi neglects to mention the three others. Right. Tosos says that beinin lishma. That's one reason. That's another reason that gitin barakos are going to be pasul because beinin lishma va'akom adayt denashikavid. That we need lishma and Goyim are going to do it based on their own intent. They're not going to do it based on how you're telling them. They're not going to do it lishma. That was the second pshat Tosos gave. The third pshat Tosos gave was that they're not bnei shlichus. And again, the understanding of Tosos is that v'kasa, the ksiva and maybe the chasima are the job of the baal, and therefore he has to appoint a shliach to do it. So the guy doing the ksiva is not going to be, he doesn't even have Torah shlichus, so that's an issue. And the fourth pshat that Tosos gave is that they're pasal le'edus. So again, one is that they're not bnei krisis. Two is that we need the shema and va'akam adayt denashikavid. Three is that they're not bnei shlichus. And four is that they're pasul eidos. So what's Rashi going to say to defend himself? So the first one Tosos said is beinin l'shma. So, meaning why are goyim generally not l'shma? So we say because that even if it's Yisrael's omen agava, we still assume adayt denashikavid. So when saying adayt denashikavid on daf chaf gimel, Rashi says, because Shema, the guy is going to do it with his own intent. Shema, the guy is not going to listen to you. So we explain that maybe Rashi's not going to say that this is a psul for gittin bar kaos. Because Rashi, if we're picking a psul for gittin that are owned bar kaos, why are we going to go based on a Shema? That maybe they wrote it to the Nafshe. No, we want a psul bevadis. So talk to Rashi, they're not bnei krisis. Rashi's not going to go with a psul that's a Shema. Shema, they're going to do it to the Nafshe. That's why Rashi only says the first reason. Another way to, within this, beinin l'shma. Another way to explain why Rashi didn't say that goyim are not bnei l'shma because adat d'nafshe is that the Pnei Rishua says in Echanami goyim are adat d'nafshe, but Rashi can tell us that what case is Tosos talking about? Tosos is talking about the gittin that are olim by our kos. Our kos are different. We clearly see from the Gemara's lo hamar nashayav kis and leshtara that goyim have an elevated level of nemanus that maybe we're not going to assume that they're going to go adat d'nafshe by our kos. Maybe Rashi would say that they're not going to, and that's why Rashi doesn't quote the reason of l'shma. Because Rashi would really hold that maybe a dite d'nafshe kavod applies to Goyim, but it doesn't apply to Goyim bar kos. Okay, that was why Rashi didn't say like the second time of Tosos of Vinu l'shma. Okay, the third reason that Tosos quotes is la b'nei shlichus. So why did Rashi not go within that? Why did Rashi not go with this? So the Pnei Yeshua says that the ksiva and the chasima, maybe they're not really going on the Baal. Therefore the Baal doesn't really have to write it. So if the Baal doesn't have to write it, then the Goy, or whoever the sofer is and whoever is the edi chasima, they're not doing it mitar shlichus. So if they're not doing a mitar shlichus, so okay, shkayach, yes, a guy is pasul shlichus, but what does that have to do with gittin? There's nothing to do over here. So that was the third sheet of Tosos, and that's what Rashi's yeshiva would be. And the fourth time that Tosos gave is that goyim are pasul eidus. We said that Rashi would hold that goyim are takah b'nei eidus. So if goyim are takah b'nei eidus, then this whole psul by gittin olam barakos, it's not gonna be a psul for Rashi. That was 4. Okay, question 5. Ma perish akam adayt d'nafshe kavod l'fi Rashi l'fi Ramban. Right, so we went into this machlokas Rashi and Ramban of what exactly is this concept of akam adayt d'nafshe kavod. According to Rashi, it's an umdana. Right, we assume that, right, as Rashi says, Shema, the akam is going to do it adayt d'nafshe. Maybe the akam is going to do it, and he's not going to have l'shmadik intentions. Maybe that it's a metzias that we, it's very possible that the guy is not going to have the intentions that we want him to have in the get. The Rambam doesn't assume that it's an umdana. The Rambam assumes that it's a halacha. That there's a halacha of akum adayt d'nafshe kavod. Okay, so ezi raya hevi hagon of simcha zelig rieger meloshon ha-Rambam shu cholik al-Rashi. Right? What does this mean that Rashi holds halacha? Where do we see this? So Rav Simcha Zel Rieger, quoted by Rav Chaim, brings in the Rambam and Hilchos Geirushin, that the Rambam brings in five different people that can't write the get. Okay, he says Akum, Eved, Chayr Shaita V'Katan, and then the Rambam says that Yisrael, who's Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesia, or he serves Avodah Zarah, he's Dino Ka'akum. So what does that mean? Rector of Simcha Zel Rieger, that if you'll tell me that this Yisrael that is a mummer, that he's Mechal Shabbos Befar Hesia, or he serves Avodah Zarah, if you'll tell me he's a Dat Dinafshe Kavet Gishmak, because in the stomach he would be. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says he's Dino Ka'akum. What's the Rambam doing there? Meaning, if the Dino Ka'akum is a Shas concept, that someone has the status of an Akum, but over here you don't need to apply that concept. You could just say that he's a Daita Rav Shekavit. So why does the Rambam go out of his way to say that he's Dino Ka'akum? Just tell me he's a Daita Rav Shekavit. Dr. Simcha Zelig, that maybe it's not that there's a Metzias. It's not that we look at him and say, oh, is he a Daita Rav Shekavit? Is he not a Daita? It's that by a guy, there's a halacha that he's a daita d'nafshakav, that he's mufka me'asiyas l'shma, that he doesn't have the ability to even do it l'shma, because we have a halacha that he's a daita d'nafshakav. So Zok the Rambam, okay, it could be he will be a daita d'nafshakav, but that's not why this Yisrael that's a mummer is pasul. He's only pasul because he's dino ka'akum. So the halacha that applies to an akum, that an akum is a daita d'nafshakav, that halacha also is going to apply to Yisrael that's a mummer, that he's mufka from the parsha of l'shma. So not just a guy is mufka from the parsha of l'shma, not just the halacha of the daita d'nafshakav, but applies to a guy. Anyone also who's dino ka'akam, anyone whose din is also like a guy, he's also not going to be b'chlal asiyas l'shma, he's going to be b'chlal the concept and the halacha of a daita d'nafshakav. So these two, right, what my nafkamina bin Rashi v'arambam, right, these two approaches of a daita d'nafshakav is really a machlokas rishonim in a different concept. That we know that we need l'shma by stam, by writing different things like Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, but not just the writing. We said the whole process in preparing these things need to be l'shma. So can a guy do the ibud? Can he do the tanning of the cloth? I would think, meaning learning Gittin, you know the ksiva has to be l'shma. I would think that the ibud doesn't have to be l'shma. But the Rambam and Hilchos, the ibud does need to be l'shma. So the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin says that if a Sefer Torah was ma'abid shalo l'shma, it's possible, right? And he says that if a guy does the ibud, it's possible also. That not just that doesn't need l'shma, if the guy does it, maybe he did l'shma, it's possible. The Rosh in Hilchos Sefer Torah says that an akum with the Yisrael omid al gabav is taka kasher. But he quotes the Rambam who's machmir and says it's possible because of the nafshakavid. And zok the Rosh, but the minog is to be mekel, because for whatever time the Rosh gave. Why is the Rosh Mekel? The Rosh is Mekel because the Ibud, meaning Inachanami, maybe writing a get, the guy is going to be pasul, because writing a get's a long process, right? Writing the whole Torah, maybe he's a daita d'nafshakav. But Dr. Rosh, by the Ibud of the Sefer Torah, it takes a second. You need a second of Lishma. So by that process of needing a second of Lishma, we'll say that the guy is not going to be a daita d'nafshakav, and we'll say that he does have the correct kavanas. So why does the Rambam argue? Right, L'chir, the Rosh makes a lot of sense. It only takes a second. The guy will be doing it l'shma. Why would the Rambam say that the guy's a daita d'nafshakavit? Zokter Simcha Zelig, the same Yisod, that the Rambam holds that there's a halacha of a daita d'nafshakavit. Even you give me every single svara that tells me that the guy probably did it l'shma, and it looks like he did it l'shma, and it smells like he did it l'shma, I don't care. There's a halacha that the guy is a daita d'nafshakavit, and that's the Rambam l'shitasa. The Rosh would hold no. The Rosh would hold that it's an umdana. But if we have a reason to not apply the Omdana, if it's only Lerega Echad, Zok the Rosh, then the guy's not going to be a Daita d'nafshakavit. Then he's going to do it for Lishma Dika intentions. So that was one Nafkamina. A different Nafkamina we pointed out, I don't think this is what Rebbe's looking for, but just Derech Agav, it was Gishmak, it was pointed out by Andy Katz and Moshe Wolf, that another Nafkamina is we have a Katan Akum. A Katan Akum, according to the Rambam, he's an Akum. He's Mufka Me'asil Lishma. So he can't do it. But according to Rashi told us that a katan, he's going to listen to what you do. And the whole reason that an akum is possible because he's an akum gadol, he's a daita d'nafshakav, he's not going to listen to you. But a katan akum, l'chor is going to listen to what you're telling him to do, and l'chor is going to be fine. So that's just another nafkamina. So that was question five. Question six. Dasa tosos he da afagab delo tzar shlichas abab k'sivas aget. Right? Tosos on nafkav bezim abez tells us that you don't need shlichas by the k'sivas aget. Mikol makom tzar chabal yitzav hasofer lichtov aget. That still you need the tzivo haba, meaning you don't need the shema by the ksiva. Sorry, you don't need shlichas by the ksiva, but you still need to be mitzaveh, the sofer, to write the get. Because if you don't have the tzivoy habal to the sofer, then it's ke'ilu, it's a get that's written lishma, shalol lishma. So frekt Rabbi, v'kasha da amai chashiv shalol lishma im ha-sofer niskaven lishma. Ketzad bir ha-grid, shita satosa, ve'iza shita sarambam efshir lever al-api yisod ha-grid. So, right. Meaning, if you don't have Torah shlichus by a get, by the ksiva of the get, so let's say a case, right? Let's say the Baal tells a sofer to write the get, and another sofer overhears him. Can he write the get for him? What's more, Rebbe also brought a case. Let's say the sofer hears Reuben say to Shimon, not to Shimon, he hears Reuben say to Levi. No, I don't know why I keep messing that up. He hears Reuben say to Leah that here's Reuben say to Leah that he wants to divorce her and he's going to get someone to write a get. Can a sofer write a get then? The answer is no. The question is why? Why do we need a tzivuy ba'al? Once the sofer knows that it's written, that the ba'al wants him to write it, he can just write it for the intent of giving it to the ba'al to give to the woman. That l'chor should be l'shma. Why do we need a tzivuy ba'al? So Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav that the ksivas haget is the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin. That the ba'al is supposed to do the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin. He's supposed to do the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin. Meaning, so l'chor, he should be doing the ksivas haget. And if he doesn't, then the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin is not associated with the Baal. So the Rav explains that if he doesn't do the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin, he doesn't do the ksiva, he can be mitzaveh to the sofer to do the ksiva. And that associates the ksiva, the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin, the ksiva with the Baal, because it connects, the tziva ha-baal connects the ksiva to the Baal. It's miyachis the ksiva to the ma'is ha-gerishin. That's why a sofer can't just randomly write a get, lishma. Right, we need the Baal to be involved in the process, mishas ksiva. So the shma is not just a kavana ba'alma, Zakta Rav. It's a way to be miyachid to get to the Baal. If he's not connected to the ksiva, it won't be part of the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin. And we said this seems to be, right, meaning we said, okay, that's what answered why we need the tziva ba'al. So what raya do we have from the Rambam to this? We had a machlokas in the Gemaras and Gittin and Kedushin, very identical sugyas, but the maskanas of the Gemaras seem to be at the Gemaras and Gittin in the fourth parak. We're telling us that there's, once the Baal creates a get, he could be mevatel the get, but the Gemara and Kedushin said you can't be mevatel the get. And the Rambam ends up holding like the Gemara and Kedushin that you can be mevatel the get. So the question is, how does that work? If there was a tzivo ha-baal, meaning the Gemara and Kedushin says you can be mevatel the get. So how does that work? If there was a tzivo ha-baal, everything was done l'shma, everything was kasher v'yasher, why can you be mevatel it? Right? Rabbi said you can't be mevatel a sefer Torah. So why can you be mevatel again? So the Rav explains that lishma associates, exactly what we said, lishma associates the ksiva with the Baal. Meaning the reason we need it associated to the Baal is because it needs to be the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin. So the Baal, when he gives the tzivoy to the sofer, he starts a process that associated the ksiva with him. So lishma starts the process. The tzivoy of the Baal is lishma and it starts the process. So once the Baal is mevatel the get, he stops and he's mafsik in the whole process. He creates a break between the ksiva to the ma'is ha-gerishin. So shkayach, the ksiva, everything was done great, but the ksiva is not associated to the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin. Meaning the whole thing, there's a hefsik, and the ksiva is not going to be associated to the ma'is ha-gerishin anymore. Once the Baal was mevatel the get, they're not associated anymore. So we can't have a new ma'is ha-ksiva. We need to have a new ma'is ha-ksiva. We need a new get in order to associate it to the Baal. Meaning once the Baal was mafsik, meaning a new tzivoy with this ksiva is not going to associate it with the Baal anymore. So since the Baal was mevatel the get, there's no tzirif between the ksiva and the ma'is ha-gerishin anymore. And that's, meaning this Rambam that says you could be mevatel the get is just a riot to the yisod of the Rav, that you need the tchilas ma'is ha-gerishin, which is the ksiva, to be connected to the ma'is ha-gerishin. And if there's some sort of hefsik, then that ruins it. So that this Rambam is l'chera yisod that can be for the Rav.